Introduction to the Epistle of Mathetes to Diognetus. The Epistle of Mathetes to Diognetus, a forgotten jewel of early Christian apologetics. A letter lost in time. Every so often, history surprises us. A long-lost manuscript resurfaces, an ancient text is rediscovered, and suddenly, our understanding of the past deepens. The Epistle of Mathetes to Diognetus is one such work, an early Christian apologetic text that was completely unknown for centuries, only to re-emerge and captivate scholars and theologians alike. But here's the catch, we don't know who wrote it. The name Mathetes simply means disciple in Greek, which isn't particularly helpful for identifying who this guy is. And who was Diognetus? That's another mystery. What we do know, however, is that this letter stands as a powerful defense of Christianity in a time when it was still a peculiar and misunderstood faith. In fact, it is one of the earliest post-apostolic apologetic works we have. So, what makes the Epistle to Diognetus so fascinating? And why should you, my beloved lover of patristics, take time to read it? Buckle up, because this letter is unlike anything you might expect from the second century. What's this letter all about? Imagine being a Christian in the second century. You're part of a movement that is spreading rapidly, yet misunderstood by nearly everyone around you. Romans think you're a bizarre Jewish offshoot. Pagans suspect you're up to no good, possibly even engaging in grotesque rituals. Meanwhile, philosophers dismiss you as an ignorant cult. Enter the Epistle to Diognetus. This letter, likely written in the late 2nd century, aims to clear up misconceptions about Christianity. It isn't a dry theological treatise or a long-winded sermon. Instead, it's a passionate, beautifully written defense of the Christian faith, explaining why Christians are different from both Jews and pagans, and why their beliefs are not only reasonable but truly transformative. Mathetes argues that Christians live in the world but are not of the world. They don't belong to any one nation, yet they are good citizens wherever they go. They love all, yet they are persecuted by all. Their lives, he insists, are the best proof of the power of their faith. Sound familiar? That's because this theme, Christians as in the world but not of it, continues to be a defining aspect of Christian identity even today. Something about Mathetes to Diognetus that most people don't know. Here's a fun fact, the Epistle to Diognetus almost didn't survive. The only known copy of this letter was discovered in a 13th century manuscript in the library of the Strasbourg Cathedral. Unfortunately, that manuscript was destroyed in a fire during the Franco-Prussian War in 1870. Wait, what? Yes, you read that correctly. This one singular copy gone. Lost forever. So how do we even have this letter today? Thankfully, before its destruction, scholars had already made copies of the text, preserving it for future generations. Had they not done so in the 13th century, the Epistle to Diognetus would have vanished from history yet again, and we wouldn't even know it ever existed. Yeah, that is not that interesting, but for a book that so little is known about, it is the best I could do. Christianity as a new race. One of the most fascinating aspects of the letter is how Mathetes describes Christianity. Unlike other religions, Christianity isn't tied to a particular ethnicity or geography. Jews have their ancestral customs. Greeks and Romans have their gods. But Christians? They're something entirely different. Mathetes describes Christians as a new race, Gamma Nu Omicron Sigma Kappa Alpha Iota Nu Nu. They don't follow the laws of any one land, yet they are the best citizens. They don't speak a unique language, yet they share a common faith. They don't live in separate communities, yet their way of life sets them apart. This is a radical idea. In an ancient world where identity was closely tied to nationality and tradition, the notion of a community that transcended racial, cultural, and political boundaries was almost unheard of. It's no wonder that Christianity was seen as a strange and disruptive force. A God who cannot be seen but can be known. Another striking aspect of the letter is how Mathetes describes God. He contrasts the true God with the lifeless idols of the pagans and the legalistic approach of the Jews. The pagans, he argues, worship gods made of stone, wood, and gold, gods that are silent, motionless, and powerless. The Jews, while acknowledging the one true God, are still caught up in external rituals. But Christianity? Christianity reveals a God who is beyond human understanding yet has made himself known in Jesus Christ. This is the heart of the letter's message. For, as I said, This was no mere earthly invention which was delivered to them, nor is it a mortal thought which they consider it right to preserve so carefully, nor have they entrusted to them the dispensation of human mysteries. But truly the Almighty Creator of the universe, the invisible God Himself from heaven has established among men the truth and the holy, incomprehensible word. In other words, Christianity is not just another human religion. It is a revelation from God Himself. Why this letter still matters? What makes the Epistle to Diognetus so powerful is that it speaks to every generation. It reminds us that Christianity has always been countercultural. It challenges us to live in the world without conforming to it. It encourages us to hold fast to the truth, even in the face of misunderstanding and opposition. Perhaps most importantly, it offers a vision of Christianity that is deeply compelling, not just as a set of beliefs, but as a way of life that transforms individuals and societies. Final thought, a letter worth reading. If you've never read the Epistle to Diognetus, you're in for a treat. It's short, about 4,000 words, but every sentence carries weight. It's eloquent, passionate, and remarkably relevant for today's world. And remember, this is a letter that almost disappeared forever. The fact that we have it today is a gift. So don't let it go to waste. Read it, reflect on it, and let it challenge you. Who knows? You might find that this ancient letter has something to say to you, right here, right now.